Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Chicago brings us back, 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is here. He's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, thesecurityadvocate.com, right?
Exactly.
Thesecurityadvocate.com, if you want to find out how he can help you, possibly. He's helped me before, I can tell you that. So, Scott, we're talking about some things that are maybe a little more, you know, we've gotten to the point now, Scott, where if you're a serious business owner, security, cybersecurity is more than just buying a McAfee account and making sure it's plugged into your computer. There's just more to it than that. And we've talked about that over the years with Scott and others. And now, you know, the bad guys are coming down market. They're getting more sophisticated. They're coming at us with different angles of opportunity for us. They could be trying to steal our stuff. They could be trying to steal our list, but they also could be doing some ransom activity where they close up your computer and make you give them money to prevent them from locking you out, and lots of stuff like that. A lot of bad stuff going on. So what's next in our education process, Scott?
Well, you know, it's funny. For me, a lot of the thing is I think it's important for people to have what I refer to as security literacy, and this is the big failure I see, because if you've got someone who owns a small business, if you've got someone who's a lawyer or a doctor, whatever they're doing, you don't have the training in this stuff in the first place. And you have this big divide where you've got, say, like the nightly news, where you've got maybe a business reporter trying to tell you about how some complicated system works, or you've got someone who really understands this stuff but doesn't understand what plain English is to a normal audience. It's really tricky for people. So to me, I think understanding the basics is the key to starting this stuff, because then when it gets more involved, you can have something to refer back to. What I think would be great to touch upon would be an area called incident response. In effect, what happens after something goes wrong?
Let me stop you for a second, folks. One of the reasons why we're getting a little into the weeds is because you're going to be hiring these people to help you, whether it be Scott or whoever. And you need to know what to ask them to make sure that as Scott is telling you, so that they are focusing on what's really going on and not what they have to sell.
It's funny. You know what I find myself doing more and more? I'm playing the role of the translator, either within a company talking to the security people on one side and legal and business on the other and making sure they understand each other, or helping a business directly where they're trying to buy something, and it's so confusing talking to the vendor that they sort of need, here's what they're actually offering you. Here's what you need. Here's what you really don't, but they'd love to charge you for.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yep. I have one of those. I've had one of those for years. So Say that again. Say the term again.
For something like incident response, that's all about something goes wrong and you're trying to save your business. Because, I mean, I don't need to tell you, if your business is all centered in one place and there's a fire or there's a tornado or whatever else happens, your business can be wiped out on the spot. What happens if the next morning the building's gone? Is there any piece of your business left, or are you just about to watch all your work go up in smoke? That's a huge concern, of course. And nowadays it can be more than just physical damage. It could be something like, okay, there's some sort of giant virus that comes into your computer and winds up wiping out everything. Some of them don't just steal stuff. Some of them actually destroy the data itself. Let's say you just mentioned ransomware. Ransomware is about basically locking your stuff down with encryption and then charging you to get it back. Now, they're not really reliable in putting the service back up if that happens. And there have been instances where they've encrypted something and then the ransom is paid, and it turns out that the encryption was done poorly, and the data in question is permanently damaged or unusable. Now, what happens if that's your billing?
That was always one of the interesting things about ransomware. At least up until recently, it seemed the reports that I got was that if you paid the ransom, they would turn the the hostage loose and give you your hostage back. And, you know, almost like there was a that these bad guys actually did what they said they would do. But you're saying we got more to worry about because they might not be very good techs.
There's that problem. Sometimes what will happen is, and there was in a hospital, I believe, in Kansas this happened to recently. They paid the ransom, and then what happened was the criminals released part of the files and then asked for more to release the rest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
the thing.
There's no honor among bad guys, right?
It's not their specialty. Yeah, right. But in terms of incident response, there are a few different parts that are important here. There's something called the Business Continuity Plan, or BCP. There's something called the Disaster Recovery Plan, DRP. Mm-hmm. And these are things that in the business are totally common terms. If you don't deal with this stuff, it might be, Scott, what did you just say? So Business mm-hmm. Continuity Plan and Disaster Recovery Plan, they're a little different from one another, and they're critical. And there's something that you don't need after the problem. There's something you need before the problem. It's sort of like trying to imagine the game has begun, the other team is coming towards your goal, and you're just starting to pick your players. You can't be in that situation when something goes wrong. You have to be prepared first. And this is where those plans come in. A business continuity plan is more of a longer-term thing. The idea there is that if something has gone wrong, you have to recover all of your various business assets and processes and whatever else within a reasonable amount of time to get back up and running. A disaster recovery plan is more short-term. Usually focuses around like your IT stuff. Because if something goes wrong, like a flood or a tornado or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and it completely destroys all of your electronic data, nowadays, no matter how your business is really run, that's a crucial part of it. Mm-hmm. And if that is destroyed and you don't have backups, think about what that'll do.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Scott to tell us how to prepare for the continuity and the disaster plan. And so we'll see how you do. We're going to be a little test involved here, folks. We'll see how you do. Tintail, right back with Scott Arno, thesecurityadvocate.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.